Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church, so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible, and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
Lift up your two hands. Our hands are lifted. I will forever be lifted to you. Blessed be your holy name. We are thankful. We are praiseful. We are grateful. Even in Jesus' name. Tonight, Spirit Divine, speak to us. And may the church hear what the Spirit has to say to us. Even in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Kindly take your seats. Hallelujah. Welcome somebody Wednesday evening. Tell the person, welcome to church. All right. Hallelujah. You are a blessed one. If even you are the only person that will come for Wednesday service, come. Because I will come. Alright? Yes, yeah, so that we are two here. And where two or two, three are gathered together in His name. Okay. Hallelujah. And group shepherds, get angry with those who don't come. Tonight, call them, tell them that why are you that stubborn? Use the same words I'm using. Don't go and say, how are you? Why didn't you? Why are you this stubborn that when Pastor Christian says come to church on Wednesday, you don't show up? Why are you this stubborn? Amen. All right. So last Sunday, we were discussing how we can be in synchrony with the heavens, right? The heaven of heavens. We've come to understand that heaven is in tiers, heaven is in levels, okay? Heaven is not just one. That's why the Rhema word says synchrony with the heavens. And in dealing with understanding the structures of heaven, we have understood that there is the heaven of heavens where God dwells, all right? And that's the heaven we must be much more concerned about before we talk about the lesser heavens. Because the other heavens are lesser than that one. Is that okay? And we got to understand from the life of Nebuchadnezzar. He was proud. How did we know his pride? He boasted in his own might and boasted in what he has accomplished, not acknowledging God as a source. Then God said, I'll bring you down. And he got to learn that the heavens do rule. I love that statement. The heavens do rule. Don't forget that verse. It's very powerful. Daniel chapter 4, yes, verse 26. It says, and whereas they commanded to leave the stamp of the tree root, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. The heavens do rule. When heaven rules you out, you are out. When the heavens rule you in, you are in. Right? So important. So we got to understand that we need to be humble, because God, he is able to abase the proud. Okay? The last Sunday, we also looked at praise. For the one that is praiseful will be in sync with the heavens, the heaven of heavens. To be praiseful and to be thankful. You see, the moment you are not thankful, You know, saying thank you and being thankful are two different things. You can say thank you and you are not thankful, because you just want to show your face as if you are thankful, but you are not thankful. Your heart is not involved. Okay? Saying thank you is an action. Being thankful is an attitude. It's of the heart. Okay? You must be both. You must be thankful and you must learn to say thank you. So you are grateful to God. See, most of us, sometimes we look at things from many angles and we are not grateful to God. We tend to complain too much. And the moment you start doing that, you lose your sync with the heavens. Look at the protocol of accessing the gates of heaven. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. I will enter his courts with praise. Have you seen how the protocol of even accessing the gates and the courts of heaven? Thanks and praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and do what to him? Bless his name. And what did we see last Sunday? In the Psalm 64, he says, the people, all the people will bless the Lord. They will praise the Lord. Then shall the earth yield her what? Increase. So please don't play games with praise and thanksgiving. If you want to be in sync with the heavens, be thankful. Be thankful. You know, you can easily complain. You can easily complain. Especially those of us that the Lord has been very good to. You can easily complain. Like, if you were not even able to afford 3 square meals, and now you have food in abundance, you can easily complain that you lack variety. You didn't get what I just said. That at first, you didn't have food. When food comes in abundance, you can easily complain that you lack it. It's just rice. Yeah. You can easily complain. Yeah. Yeah. You that you were living in one room with 300 people, when now he gives you alone chamber and hall, you can easily complain and say, "Me nyamba bi mfa mi shoot, mi space ni swa." You see, you can easily complain instead of being very thankful. Sometimes I watch people and say, "Hey, is it you that you are talking like this? If we should rewind time, you must be thankful. You must be, yes, and praiseful." Okay. Now, I want to bring to your mind one important thing. When you are not thankful, what happens is that your heart darkens. Okay? Romans chapter 1. I want us to look at something there. Romans chapter 1. From verse 20, 21. Let's read. Let's read till maybe verse 27. Are you ready? From verse 20. Romans 1:20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. So he says, if you are doubting the existence of the invisible God, even the things that are made are a proof that he exists. You can't say all the planets came about by a big bang. Boom! Then Saturn came with several moons. You are a fool. You know, you are a big fool. I mean, you are a big fool. That's what I said. He said, it is a fool that says in his heart, there is no God. You are a fool. I mean, let's face it. That the big bang, boom, brought butterflies who go through several phases of metamorphosis. Ah, you are a fool. No, you are a fool. The big bang, boom, brought about the sea and told the sea, this is where your border is. Don't cross. No, you are a fool. Eh? When you look at the wonders of God in his creation, you see that those that say there's no God, they are what? They are fools, as the Bible says. He says, if you even doubt the invisible things of him from the creation of the world, they are clearly seen and being understood by what? The things that are made. Even his eternal power and Godhead. So that they are without what? Excuse. On the judgment day, you won't have an excuse. That you could really stand and look at a volcano and you didn't believe there's hell. Hallelujah. The next verse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as, neither were thankful. You see? They didn't glorify him and they were neither thankful. So what happened? They became vain in their imaginations. And what? Their foolish hearts was darkened. You see, when you are not thankful, your heart starts getting into a certain state. Now, by the time you realize you have entered into apostasy where you don't even believe that there is God, and you are not thankful. Because when you are not thankful, you are acknowledging him for being the source of the blessings in your life. Are you following the thing? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, let's read. I want us to read still. Verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise. You see? So when you are not thankful, he says, in your own eyes you think you are wise, but they became fools. Verse 23. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and to four-footed beasts and creeping things. So the genesis of idol worship, okay, is that men refuse to acknowledge the invisible God and to thank him. Does it make sense? The next verse, 24. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. So when you see a homosexual, a lesbian, it is this. They are not acknowledging God. And they are not thankful to God for who he made them. You see, so he gives them up to unnecessary lusts. Uncleanness. The next verse. You see what I'm talking about, that homosexuals are there. Who changed the truth of God into and worshipped and served the creature more than who is blessed forever. Amen. So, you see, when people are not thankful to God, they are not in sync with him. So now he gives them up. Then by the time you realize, they are acknowledging the creation more than the creator. Aye. The next verse. You will see what I'm talking about. For this God, God what? Unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against lesbianism. Go, the next verse. And likewise, also the leaving the natural use of women bent in their lust one toward men with men, working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat. Homosexuality.
So have you seen lesbianism and homosexuality are there? And where did it begin from? It began when they lost sync with the heavens. How? They were not thankful. You see, to complain is one of the things heaven hates. To complain. Sometimes you complain about even the very good things God has given you. You complain about them. Tell somebody, be thankful, be thankful. And tell yourself, be thankful, be thankful, be thankful. Young lady, you are not married yet, be thankful. I don't know. All my mates are married. They are all married. Have you seen God that is serving you for all this while? When am I also going to be thankful? Say, Father, I thank you for my life. I give you glory. So tonight I want to really encourage you. The day you fail to be thankful, your heart has started going towards a certain direction. And if you continue that way, you will be surprised what you will turn into. Be thankful. Whatever level you are. Does it make sense? It keeps you in sync with the heaven of heavens. Thank you, Lord. One contract came. Thank you, Lord. No contract has come yet. Thank you, Lord. Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. Never sell yourself to apostasy through unthankfulness. When we say apostasy, declaring that there is no God. Do you understand? Rejecting God and going into error. Can you just imagine? Lesbianism has its root in unthankfulness. Can you? Has it ever occurred to you? Because the lady looks at herself and she's not thankful that she's the way she is. She wants to be something else. The man looks at himself. He's not thankful. He wants to be something else. And it plunges them into homosexuality. So let's be careful that we do not lose sync with the heavens by being, I can't hear you. Unthankful. Be thankful. Be praiseful and be thankful. Don't forget. Let's read the Psalm 100 again. These two are the protocol, the cardinal protocol for accessing the gates and the courts of the heaven of heavens. Enter into his gates with what? And into his courts with praise. Be unto him and bless his name. I'm thankful, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. You know, being in sync with the heavens, definitely, I know you would be waiting for me to talk about prayer and fasting. So I'll talk about it. Look at someone and ask the person, have you been expecting prayer and fasting? Tell the person, we'll talk about it very soon. Glory to God.
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd's Stream Church and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287. Or visit our international office at Edum, opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.